that I wanted to share was about Ken Petty. And one time I went out for lunch with Ken, and I was talking to him. I said, you know, Ken, it seems like every time you teach, it's always the same thing, but it has a different label to it. And the whole thing is about who you are in Christ. That's what his whole thing was about. And Allison on Sunday's fellowship yesterday read that paragraph out of that book that about what Ken said. And it definitely was, all he did was just smile at me when I said that. But that's the truth of it. He taught nothing but who you are in Christ, your identity in Christ, your sonship, continued teaching it over and over again. And we never can hear enough of that. But I want to get into the God's Word here tonight, and we're going to go to Titus 3:1. And the name of the teaching here is, Are You Ready? And some of you might be thinking about maybe the old Ted Farrell song or something, I'm Ready to Go, or Sal Rico's song, I'm Ready. But this is not what this teaching is going to be about. In Titus 3:1, it says, I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. Remind them to be subject to the rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. And this word ready is to be prepared, to be fit. It actually is a word for fitness, to be in shape. You have to work out. My question is, here in Titus, is what are some of these things we can do to be ready for every good work? And that's a good question. We're going to look at a few verses that talk about some of these things to be ready for. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, did I get there? It says, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. And that would be noble in the King James Version. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. And that's what these Bereans were doing. The first thing here is to note that they received the word and searched the scriptures daily. They received the word with all readiness, being ready-minded to receive that word, to be meek enough to receive the truth. That was what they were to be ready for and be ready-minded in. The next thing is in 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 2 it says, shepherd the flock of God. Now we know that's written to leaders, but everybody's a leader at some time and point in their life. You're a parent. You're a leader. You might be a leader at work. You might be a leader at a baseball team, you know, a coach. It says, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, and not dishonest gain, but eagerly. And we are to be eager, to be ready-minded, willingly, not dishonest. This word for willingly means according. It means it adds, there's an addition to the one version of it, is to according to God, willingly according to God. to be ready-minded, to teach the word. We are to teach the word. That's what we're supposed to be ready to do, feeding the flock. Another one is in 1 Peter 3, what we're to be ready for. In chapter 3, verse 15, says, but sanctify or make holy the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a answer or defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So we receive the word with meekness, and we search the scriptures daily. We generally teach the word. We teach it to the flock. Well, here we preach the word. We're ready to give an answer in preaching the word. And one of the guys that was ready for this was Paul. In Romans chapter 1, I'll show you this. This is what Paul said of himself. Verse 15 of chapter 1. So as much as it's in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Paul was ready. He said, I'm ready. I'm ready to preach. We're to be instant, in season, out of season, to preach God's word. And it's pretty interesting that this, in Titus was a very young man, and he was probably kind of par with Timothy. He was a Greek. He was not of the circumcision. And he was a very young leader, and that book of Titus was written to exhort the young men and young women to and other leaders to be ready for the good work that God was ready to give them. Be ready for those good works. It's real interesting that some say they don't know much about Titus. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he shows up here. So he was in Crete when the book of Titus was written, and Paul told him to ordain leaders and everything in that area. It's not really clear if Paul, there's no record that says Paul went to Crete except for sailing by it in a ship and almost wrecking. But Paul must have went there sometime. It just is not recorded in the Word. In 2 Corinthians, it's really an incredible thing here to see this in light of being ready. Are you ready? The 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, those two chapters are a whole together. And they're talking about grace and about giving. And it's really an incredible thing here. There's five times in these two chapters is this word to be ready-minded used. And in verse 11 is one of them. We'll look at that. But now you also must complete the doing of it, that is, the giving, that as there is a readiness to desire, so there also may be a completion of what you have. In verse 12 it says, for if there is first a willing mind or a ready mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have. I'm going to show you some of this context here, but we're just going to read these verses right at the moment. And you're going to see something a lot bigger here than you ever saw before. In verse 19, it says, and not only that, but who was also chosen, and we're talking about Titus here, okay? If you go up to verse 16, it says, let me just read that verse for you. But thanks be to God who put the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. So that's who they're talking about here. In verse 19, and not only that, But he who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself, and to show your ready mind. This word administered could be translated ministration, distributorship, distribution. And we're going to see this. We're going to see what the context of these two chapters are in a minute. In chapter 9, verse 2, is another usage of this word. It says, "For I know your willingness," or your readiness, "about which I boast of you to Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority." It was catching on fire, this giving. In verse 3, it says, "Yet I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in respect that, as I said, you may be ready." So are you ready? Are you ready? The context here is set in chapter 8. And it says here, "Moreover, brethren," verse 1, "we make known to you the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability," yes, beyond their ability, "they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints." Now, when you read chapters 8 and 9, and you see that this gift is called the gift of grace. It's the grace. And it's more than just tithing, abundant sharing. It's bigger than that. This verse right here, verse 4, gives you the clue. Okay? Pay attention here. It says, "And when you receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints." It's the ministering to the saints, the giving to the saints in many, many different ways. This is huge. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, look at this verse. This is what Paul says in verse 14. I love this verse. It's really, really caught my eye one day, and it just blew me away. It says, "Now, for the third time, I'm ready to come to you. I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you." I seek you, not yours. Paul was not going and looking for the things he could get from people or the things about the people. He was looking at the people, at their heart, at their spiritualness, at the core of what was going on, the grace there to minister to them. This is so big, to minister to the body of Christ. It is in Romans chapter 12. It describes the whole thing. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. And, gosh, let's see. Well, you could pick it up here. Well, I want to start in verse 3. I mean, you know the first two verses by heart. I say that through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought, but to think soberly, as God hath dealt to each one a measure of faith. And I know people always read the first two verses, and they never go on to read this third verse within the context. But this word, this right here, this verse here, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to, people always threw it out there, oh, you can't be a high-minded guy, can't be that. That's missing the total truth here. The truth is that God wants you to think what he says you are, what you are, who you are in Christ. That's what he wants you to think, nothing else. His word, what his word says about you, everything else is either low-minded, high-minded, wrong-minded. God wants you to think who you are from what his word says about you. So we go on, verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we are being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace. Okay? The grace that was given to us. That grace is the givingness, the ability to give. It's a lot bigger than that, but that's just one aspect. It is given to us. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. You know, if you're going to manifest manifestations, all right. Be ready every time to manifest. Ministering, be ready. Be ready every time to minister. This is the grace. To teach, teach. Be ready every time to teach. He who exhorts, be ready to exhort with exhortation. He who gives liberally, with liberty, liberality. Giving from the heart, abundant sharing, whatever giving you want to do. Every kind of ministering is giving. He who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And you could read this thing, you could just keep going all the way down through here. Everything here is about giving, you know, being affectionate one to another with the brotherly love, rejoicing in the hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, giving hospitality. You see that verse 13 there, distributing to the needs of the saints? That's the ministry of the service, of the grace of service of the holy ones. That's what we read in 2 Corinthians 8. And it says, and if we do all these things, we'll be enriched in everything. We'll be enriched in everything. That's in 2 Corinthians 9. So we go back to the question in Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Be prepared to do the work. And what is that work? That work is the receiving of the word. It's the teaching of the word. It's the preaching of the word. It's the giving and ministering in the body of Christ. And that's where I'd like to close. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your opportunity to share your God's word tonight. And I just thank you, God, for your great love for all of us and for the wonderful saints on the call, and that this sharing was of ministering to them, and that they go out and they continue ministering and sharing and giving, being ready at all times for those opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.